All right, we have our last episode of this healthy conception series, how to know if you're actually ovulating. If you have ever had this question or had this thought, or you're just plain old confused about these ovulation test strips and just unsure if this is something that you should look at, then you're going to love today's episode and get really practical tips on how to tell if you're ovulating. So let's dive in. Hey sister, welcome to For the Love of Hormones podcast. Do you have a desire to get pregnant in God's design and be free from the pressure of going straight to IUI or IVF? Hey, I'm Becca. While I was blessed with two children, I then suffered from three miscarriages. I too felt emotionally wrecked anytime I was around a pregnant friend. I wanted to understand God's design for my body and how to care for it naturally, but I just kept telling myself that it was too complicated and I needed to be content with my circumstances. Until I found the answer, hormone health and tracking. In this podcast, you will find answers to all of your period, ovulation, and cycle questions so that you will be able to find the path for getting pregnant in God's design. So sister, for the love of hormones, put that pregnancy test stick down and grab your Bible, matcha green tea, and a journal because it's time for a Come to Jesus and Hormones meeting. So before we kick off, did you know that tomorrow ends the spring flash sale? So yes, 20% is off of the fertility framework course. So I'll talk more about it at the end of today's episode, so you can hear more about it. But the sale ends tomorrow. So if you've been thinking about it, like, don't get sidetracked and jump in and do it. Take advantage of it. I just hope that it is a blessing to you to get a little bit of a discount off of the course and just encourages you to, like, pull the trigger. Let's do it. And let's get started. And before we get into the meat and potatoes of today's episode, if you've not left a review, it would bless me so much. Like, what do you think about this episode or just the podcast in general? If it's helped you or encouraged you or guided you in any way, it would just, it would be so helpful if you could leave a review. I would greatly appreciate it. And it just helps. Not only is it an encouragement to me to get your feedback, but it also helps this podcast get seen by more women like you who are needing to hear it and who are having these questions and wanting this support as well. So you're doing a wonderful service to others by leaving a review. So thank you so much in advance for doing that. And if you've already done it, like, big hugs to you. Okay, so let's kick off with a story. This is like, I was going to do a different story, but then I thought of this one. I was like, oh man, I haven't shared this one before. But I remember being in college, and y'all know, if you've been listening to this podcast, like, I knew nothing about my body until I went through the hard times. I went through my miscarriages. So I didn't know anything about my body, but I remember specifically, like, being in college and having, like, all this white stuff in my underwear and be like, this is so gross. What in the world is it? And I just thought, like, man, I don't know. And I never talked to anyone about it. Like, even my best friend, even my mom, like, I didn't talk to anyone about it. I just thought it was, like, weird and gross and nasty. And now looking back, I'm like, oh, that's awesome. I was probably ovulating and it was really healthy and that's beautiful. So it's so cool how we just learn and grow as our years go along. So today's dedicated verse is Jeremiah 33 verses 2 and 3. This is what the Lord says, He who made the earth, the Lord who formed it and established it, the Lord is His name. Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. So ladies, God made the world. He made your body and He knows if you're ovulating. He knows all of these things, and He is so good. And He asks us if we are to call to Him, He will answer us and He will tell us great and unsearchable things we did not know about our bodies and our ovulation. So let's kind of dig into, like, how do you know if you are actually ovulating? So the number one biggest answer, and I'm going to go through some bullet points just to give you guys some awareness. The biggest answer is you need to learn how to chart your cycle through a fertility awareness method. You guys know that inside of the Fertility Framework course, it's included one of those methods. It is the FEMM method, F-E-M-M. It stands for Fertility Education and Medical Management. They have a free app that you can start charting on now. So especially if you've been thinking about doing the course, or maybe you just signed up, or maybe you're about to sign up, like I want you to start charting on the FEMM app right now, because the more data that we can get on your cycle and what your body is telling us, the better. And it's a great app to start with, but it is very important that you get the full education behind how your body works and how to interpret, how to accurately chart, like all of those things are really important. So that's the first biggest thing, is like you need to take a class, you need to take a course, you need to get educated in how to figure out what is your body saying and how to chart your cycle. And this goes way beyond logging the dates of your period. It is way beyond that, okay? Even beyond logging the dates of your period and taking some ovulation test strips. It goes way beyond that, guys. Okay, so there's so much more to learn and to be able to understand what is your body telling you. So let's go through a few things that I like to look at to know if I am ovulating or if my clients are ovulating, and how is the health of the ovulation. So here's a few things that we look at. So the first and foremost thing is the cervical mucus. So I am looking at what is the woman's quality of cervical mucus, what is the increase of it, and what is the quantity of the cervical mucus. So I'm looking at those things to observe the health of her body approaching ovulation. So that's a big thing that we learn through the FEMM method, how to chart your cervical mucus accurately, and what does it mean in terms of what your body is trying to do. So that's the number one thing. The second thing I like to look at are basal body temperatures. So this is great to help confirm if ovulation did happen. FEMM doesn't teach basal body temperature. This is something I like to teach to my clients who are trying to get pregnant, because honestly, the more data that we can get on your body, the better. I love using the analogy of learning your body like learning a foreign language. So I love languages, fun fact. So I speak some Spanish and a little bit of French, a little bit of Arabic. So I really love languages, and it's just learning the language of your body it's a really big deal. And learning your basal body temperatures, or using that as a data point to add to the voice of your body, is really helpful to understand like, oh, okay, so here's our cervical mucus. Here's what that is doing. Here's my basal body temperature. Here's what that is doing. If we see a good rise after you've ovulated, then that's an indicator that your body may have ovulated. But it's not, we can't rely on that alone to confirm ovulation. Like, to be 10,000% honest with you, you can't for sure say like, oh yes, I ovulated this cycle. Like, there's actually, the only way to absolutely 100% know if you ovulated is to go get an ultrasound and see if your follicles ruptured. But who wants to do that, right? So it's very impractical. But at the same time, like, the more data points that you can get for us to understand if your body ovulated, or if your body's pointing towards, yes, I did ovulate, or no, I didn't, the better, right? So we have cervical mucus that we're going to look at. We have your basal body temperatures that we're going to look at. We have the quality of your period. The quality of your period is a reflection of your ovulation from the previous cycle. So if your period is having issues, or your period is not regular, or it's not a healthy period that we like to see, then we're questioning the health of your ovulation from the last cycle. I do also enjoy using hormone tests as a backup with my clients, because typically the people who come to me are having irregular cycles, or they're having something irregular. They're having a lot of intense symptoms, like we talked about in this series and on Monday, about like how to know if your hormones are off and what do you do about it. Typically you're going to be dealing with a lot of that as well. So, the hormone tests, I would say, are one of the last data points I use at interpreting what is going on with your ovulation. But they are very, very helpful. And I enjoy using the Anito monitor, INITO. I really do love that one because it tests all of your hormones, or well, the four of the sex hormones that we really like looking at. And it does give a lot of data and information. But girl, if you're using that monitor and you don't have anyone to tell you like what your body's doing, that's a problem. And that can be really frustrating to you. It's like trying to, you know, look at the Chinese alphabet and understand what it's saying when you don't know Chinese. So if you have one of those monitors or like the Clear Blue device, or, you know, you're doing those hormone tests at home, that's awesome. And that's really cool. But don't rely on that, or don't rely on their algorithms that tell you like if you're fertile or if you're in your peak or whatever. Like, no. You cannot rely on that to tell you if your body's ovulating or not. You have to be trained in a method to understand your cervical mucus, your temperatures, the quality of your period. You know, you can use those hormone tests to help us get a broader picture of what's going on, or a more in-depth picture, but you have to be trained in these things. And there's actually several other biomarkers I'm not even listing right now that are important to help us interpret, how is my ovulation? Am I actually ovulating or am I not? So that's a really big deal. And I teach you all of those things inside of the fertility framework. And not only do I teach you like how to know if you're ovulating, but like, how do we help you ovulate, right? Because if you're not getting pregnant and you're wanting to, your body's having a hard time ovulating, or your body isn't having a healthy ovulation. Honestly, it can all come back to that. I could do like a million episodes on that. And I help you with that inside of the course for like, what can I do about it? You know, you'll figure it all out in there. And we're just going to take one little step at a time, to help support your body. And it's awesome. So let me, pray over you guys as we close out, this series and, close out this sale. Okay. Spring flash sale. So, before we do that, if you're just in this, season of like, you're really wanting to get pregnant, but you're still not sure if this whole charting thing or this whole making lifestyle changes it's just not going to be worth your money. It's not really going to give you answers. It's not going to be what you've been looking for. Listen, no. Okay. No, that's so not the case. It's so not true. That's a total lie. Like, learning to chart and making those lifestyle changes based off of what you need, based off of your history and your periods and your hormones, it is going to teach you how to finally understand your body through this evidence-based method of charting and how to support those imbalances. And like, simple tweaks, guys, things that are not hard. And every single change that you make is going to have the Lord God at the center. And that's so important when we are doing something with our health. Like, it's really, really important that God is at the center of anything that we do. And I just want you to think, like, what is your next step? If you don't do this course, if you pass by on this, what's your next step? Like, if you've been trying to get pregnant for a long time, your next step is probably going to the fertility clinic. It's going to involve a lot of medications. It's going to involve synthetic hormones or injections. It's going to feel forceful. It's going to feel invasive. And it might also carry some unnecessary intercourse instructions that can put a strain on you and your husband's marriage. And this is already hard enough, right? Not to mention it costs like $5,000 to $30,000 with only a chance that it'll work. And I also want to say, like, what's your next step if you're recovering from a miscarriage or and you're wanting to get pregnant again? Like, if you don't go through this, you're taking the risk of, unless the Lord leads you to something else, that's awesome. Like, that's awesome. But frankly, if you do nothing, you're taking the risk of a repeat. And I've been there, and it sucks. That's awful, and it's really hard. You're taking the risk of a repeat. I truly believe if you're here listening to this podcast, you're still listening to this right now, like, you're here for a reason. And I think that the Lord is tugging at your heart because He wants to unveil to you great and unsearchable things that you do not know that you have been asking Him for. And it is inside of that course. Okay. That course is totally Holy Spirit led. It was all at the feet of the Father and guided by Him. And so it is going to give you those great and unsearchable things that you do not know. So I want to be this help, this sister. I've been on this journey before you, and I want you to like take a hot minute and think about your investment of your money and your time to get the tools that you can use to support your body and your fertility for life. Like, we're going to get real down and deep to figure out why this is happening and what can you do to support it. You're going to get the answers inside of there. So I want you guys to come join that fertility framework course. Again, you get 20% off until midnight tomorrow night, and jump in. Okay. Okay. Let me pray for you guys. Lord Jesus, I just come before you. I thank you, Lord, for knowing how to ovulate, or knowing how to ovulate. LOL, you know how to ovulate. You make us. That's so awesome, Lord. But knowing how to tell if we are ovulating, God, what a gift of knowledge from you. And I just thank you for this gift. I thank you for allowing me to be alive in this year of 2024 and getting to teach and encourage women about how you designed us, and how to, that just these beautiful depths of insight that you've given us through fertility awareness methods and through things like hormone coaching and understanding how our bodies work, especially in this fallen world, and what can we do to support them. God, I praise you for these gifts. I thank you for them, Lord. And I just pray over this woman who's listening to this, and I pray if she's on the fence, Lord, it's in your court now, God. Like, you take care of her, and you, I just pray that she would be obedient to you if you're calling her into this course. And ultimately, Lord, I thank you that you are increasing her knowledge of how you have designed her. And I just pray that you would be walking right in step with her, and that as she continues to call out to you, that you would answer her, and that she would listen and obey and have wonderful discernment in her journey with you and in what you are calling her to do, Lord. I pray all of these things in your holy, awesome, and mighty name. Amen. Okay, girl, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you please take 30 seconds and leave a quick review on Apple Podcasts? Literally just pause this, scroll on down, click write a review, and I promise it'll take 2 seconds, well, maybe like 25 seconds, and it would bless me so much to see what you thought about this episode and to hear your feedback. And also, if you could share this in a quick text message to the friend or family member that you were thinking of while listening to this episode, that would be awesome. It just lights me up to know that this podcast is helping you and other people. And girl, I pray that your progesterone is awesome. I'll meet you back next Thursday for another episode. Have a blessed day.